Previously on Grey's Anatomy.
What is going on with you?
The hospital grants you 4 months to retake the medical board exam.
Correct, take the scalpel.
Alex! Come on.
Your choice? It's simple. Her or me.
Addison is my family. And one day, I'm supposed to sign a piece of paper and end my family?
Is that your date?
It's my husband.
You're married?
10 years today.
Burke wants to have a relationship.
Okay, we're a couple. So pick me. Choose me. Love me. I'll be at Joe's tonight. So if you do decide to sign the papers, meet me there.
Tell me what to do.
I actually said pick me, right? I did? Pick me?
I think it's romantic.
It's not romantic, Joe. It's horrifying. Horror movie horrifying. Carrie at the prom with the pig's blood. Horrifying.
Hey, fine. It's horrifying. But Carrie took out an entire senior class as revenge. Gotta say, I like that, my girl.
I said pick me.
You tell someone I'll meet you later at a bar tonight. How long exactly does that mean you're supposed to wait?
Do you think he's really not coming?
It is getting a little hard to watch.
It was hard to watch an hour ago. Now it's just pathetic.
Who's pathetic?
What?
You, who pretend to be my friend, are calling me pathetic behind my back, in front of my face. Why don't you just dump the pig's blood on me now and get it over with? He's really not coming.
Joe, turn up the TV.
A massive train wreck occurred just outside of Seattle minutes ago.
911. You just worked a 30-hour shift.
I don't have any clean underwear.
The Vancouver-bound train was carrying over 300 passengers.
It's ugly.
Paramedics are on scene helping victims.
You're leaving?
75
deaths. No, you can't.
Sorry, gotta go tend to someone else's train wreck.
You gotta at least stay for a cup of coffee. You're in no shape to cut people open. Plus, I don't want to miss the ending.
There it is.
Maybe it's for the best. Maybe I don't want to know.
That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
In general.
Bye, Jill.
People can be categorized in one of two ways.
Who's in the front of the train?
Those who love surprises. And those who don't. I don't.
Dude, you're late. Once again, a massive train
wreck occurred just outside. I've never met a surgeon that enjoys a surprise. Because as surgeons, we like to be in the know. We have to be in the know, because when we aren't, people die and lawsuits happen. Am I rambling? I think I'm rambling.
I think I saw a pneumothorax. How are we getting a pneumothorax?
Thought you weren't talking to me.
I thought you could use a friend, so I'm rising above.
Well, why would you think that?
I didn't freak out. A chance to perform open heart surgery.
O'Malley plugged a hole with his finger.
I thought you could use someone to talk to.
Well, I don't.
Someone who actually cares.
Thanks for asking, but I don't.
What are you looking at?
Is that a dress?
What?
Nothing. What?
Hey, you. Go get me my damn shoes. Let's move, people.
Hello. I seem to be a little bit drunk. I was off duty.
So was I. Anybody else half in the bottle?
No.
All right, then. Gray, just stay out of the way. I'll deal with you later. The rest of you stick with me and wait for your assignment. I know you get all a quiver at the sight of blood and organs, but it's going to be a long night and you're already tired. I don't want any mistakes. Come on, now.
I'm done. I'm so not tired anymore.
Me neither. I'm not tired either.
Got a third trimester burn victim here, Dr. Bailey. I'm going to need some help.
Izzy, go.
Yeah, have a nice nap.
Have you had any contractions?
No.
Oh, hey, Joe told me to tell you that McSteamy came looking for
you. You mean McDreamy? Joe said McDreamy came looking for me?
No, I'm pretty sure it was McSteamy.
Dr. Shepard, can you take a look at this?
Does that mean he picked her?
If it does, I just lost $50.
Cut the leg!
He lost a lot of blood at the scene. Pressure dressings applied. Two large bore IVs started.
Anything for pain?
Base ordered morphine. 5 mg given so far.
Dr. Bailey, who you got?
Christina Gunn.
Rule out other injuries and book an OR.
Dr. Weber.
We have a train wreck, Derek. We need all hands on deck. Now clear me for surgery or you're fired.
Any headaches today?
No.
Dizziness? Nausea? Blurred vision?
No, no, and no. Now get out of my way.
Fine, but I'm coming with you.
We're on fire. It's
up to you. Your
arrest, safety operator. Was
that a knock?
Yes. Do we know what it meant?
No.
Am I invisible?
Okay. So, my point, actually, and I do have one, has nothing to do with surprises or deaths or lawsuits or even surgeons. My point is this. Whoever said what you don't know can't hurt you was a complete and total moron. Because for most people I know, not knowing is the worst feeling in the world. Okay, fine. Maybe it's the second worst.
His BP is holding steady at 90 over palp. She's had two hypotensive episodes to the low 70s.
You couldn't get a sign there?
Not without moving him.
Which would have been a very bad idea.
Did you bulbous her?
Pushing LR wide open for 260
ages. Is this the craziest thing you've ever seen? Yeah. Yeah. Me too.
Okay, Ben. You guys got it from here.
Hey, you are at the scene.
Won't be too bad for you. A lot of carnage. Not a lot of survivors.
They're never going to fit into CT. We're going to be flying blind. Get x-rays and labs and pinch me the minute you're done.
Excuse me?
Hi, I'm Dr. Burke. You shouldn't turn your head. We want to try to move as little as possible.
Oh, okay. So are you going to pull this pole out of us anytime soon?
That's uncomfortable.
I'm sorry. We can't do that until we get a better look at what's going on internally. But I assure you, we will work as quickly as possible.
Well, in that case, does anybody have a breath mint? For me, not for you.
Get them going.
O'Malley, get them the x-ray.
Thanks.
Move them extremely carefully.
It's like what happened before the elevator.
You go, George.
Alex, cover the ER. You can do sutures while you get over your newfound fear of scalpels.
That was mean. Even for you.
You are drunk. Go get yourself a banana bag IV, put it in your arm, and then find me. Do not speak to any more patients. Do not practice any medicine.
Well, should I just go home?
Well, unless you drink the whole liquor bottle, you'll be sober in a few hours, and the IV fluids will head off your hangover. Then you can assist with the many mangled victims you see spread out before you. Besides, if I'm not going home, nobody's going home. 10 years of marriage. I didn't even get to finish my damn lobster.
Well, is there anyone you'd like me to call?
No, they called my wife from the ambulance.
And my fiancé. You're flying down from Vancouver together.
Normally, Amanda would be a tad upset to find me pressed up against another woman. But in this case, I think I'll get a pass.
You two weren't traveling together?
No, we just met.
Bit of an awkward introduction.
You have very nice pores.
Oh, hurts to laugh.
Hey. Whoa. You can go ahead. Oh, thanks.
Oh, wow.
Do you think I could...
Yeah, go ahead.
Dr. Stevens, did you need something?
No.
Ow! Oh, I'm sorry. Am I doing this to you?
Ah! Ow!
Did I have
a contraction? It was definitely a contraction. We need to book an OR. Look, you are in no shape to push, and the baby is still in some distress, so we're going to have to proceed with a C-section.
Okay, but can we call a lawyer first? I don't have a will, and there's no father. And in case something happens to me...
There's no cause for panic, Brooke. We have some time, okay?
Okay.
Hello? Oh, no, we're fine, huh? Yeah, some redneck tried to outrun the train. Honey, and the train slammed into his ass, and then it rolled.
That hurt?
Mm-mm. Oh, no. That dude is toast. Honey, him and about 200 other people. And Mary got her face all cut up.
Does it hurt anywhere else?
Here. A whole bunch of luggage, when they hit the brakes, it just came flying at us.
I'll take you for an x-ray, see if anything's broken. Any internal injuries?
Okay.
Yeah, wait. You know what? Hold on. You know I'm gonna have to call you back. Hey. Excuse me. Where are you going?
I'm taking your friend for an x-ray.
no offense, little boy, but you look like my oldest son. And he's nothing but trouble.
Yvonne, shut up.
What? I said no offense. I'm just saying. Are you sure you're a doctor? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're fine. Yeah, this redneck tried to outrun the train.
Ow.
What are you doing?
Trying to insert my banana bag, which sounds vaguely dirty, but it isn't.
Good.
So, how's it going with Addison? Bad mood. Good mood. Yay, my husband picked me mood.
I think it's more of a I hate the smell of charred flesh mood.
Before you judge me, I know there was a train accident. People are very badly hurt. And then I'm a vapid narcissist when you mix me with alcohol. In case you were wondering, I know that.
Well, for what it's worth, I take issue with her salmon-colored scrubs. I mean, what self-respecting surgeon wears salmon-colored scrubs?
This is what I'm saying.
Thank you.
Gang, how's that wound looking?
Pretty clean. Some dirt and gravel mostly.
This guy was lucky. It's a guillotine injury. If we do this right, he'll have full use of his leg. More irrigation right there. It's
on deck. Dr. Shepard?
It'll wait.
I'm fine, Derek. Just adjusting to the light.
What I'm saying is that there's no shame in taking a little more time off. It doesn't make you old or tired or rusty. Yeah, okay, that came out wrong.
You're the only attending neurosurgeon. You're obviously needed elsewhere, and I'm fine here.
Dr. Shepard?
Pretty good.
Okay. Page me if you need me.
It's fine, it's fine.
When you're finished cleaning that wound, you can help me here, Dr. Yang.
Is the wound clean, Yang?
Yes, sir. But
what? If your plan is to be a watchdog for Dr. Shepard, or if you think your job here is to babysit me, then you can think again. I've been a surgeon longer than you've been breathing. And if I were not ready to be in this OR, I would say so. Is that understood?
Yes, sir.
Now, do we have a problem, Yang?
Yes. No, sir. I'm thrilled to learn, and I'm grateful to be here. It's just that... Sorry. His legs...
What about them?
They're both left.
Find the man's leg, Yang. Find it now.
Yes, sir.
Is it going straight through her spine?
It is. T8's completely crushed.
Hey. What happened?
Tequila.
I'm keeping an eye on her.
Look at this.
These people are still alive?
They're still making small talk.
Post-tamponading the wound, as far as we can see.
It's hitting the aortas.
Look at him. It's right in line with this inferior vena cava.
Is there any way to operate without separating them?
No.
But if we move the pole, then...
They'll both bleed out.
What if we don't move the pole? What if we move one of the patients off the pole to get the saw in there? Then we can hold the pole steady in the other one. move it very slowly and repair the damage as we go.
Who? Which would you move?
With her aortic injuries, her chances of survival are extremely slim no matter what we do. But if we move her, we have a real shot at saving him.
Well, I can argue, since her injuries are more extensive, we should move him. Give her the best shot we can.
So basically, whoever you move doesn't stand a chance. So how do you choose? How do you decide who gets to live?
We have to make this call soon if we want a shot at saving either one of them.
I'd like to examine them before I weigh in.
I'll wait for you, Paige.
Thank you. Dr. Gray.
Dr. Gray needs to get herself a blood alcohol test before practicing any medicine tonight.
What? No, I'm totally fine. Look. Totally fine.
Right.
Okay. I'm fine.
Regretting that last shooter about now, aren't you?
What are you doing in here?
The leg you brought in with the amputee.
I didn't bring in an amputee.
Okay, well, one of you did, and it's,
Because all paramedics look alike to you, right, doctor?
Okay, really? I cannot straddle another giant ego right now. I'm already doing the split, so I need the right leg right now, or the chief of surgery is going to take away my pretty blue scrubs.
When the train derailed, it hit an overpass. The roof of the dining car was sheared off, and it sliced through a passenger car. There were multiple decapitations. Your guy can live without his leg.
This is so not about the leg, or the guy, but thank you. For all that you do, really. Thanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, honey, we fine. Yeah, but some redneck tried to outrun the train, then they gonna give us this little boy Doc hit out.
All right. Scar shouldn't be too bad.
Can you tell me, my friend, she's pregnant too. She was put in a different ambulance. She was burned. Do you know where she is?
She's not down here. She should be up maternity.
Okay. I need to see her.
We're not finished yet. We still have to do...
My baby's fine. I can feel her kicking. I've got to see Brooke.
Oh, wait. You can't just leave her.
Just wait.
Come here.
Al.
Sorry.
You operated on a heart earlier, George. You think you could draw a little blood?
I rocked that heart.
Yeah, you did.
I think I'm strung out on the scalpel.
Nothing wrong with that.
So, any news about...
No. I can't read him.
You know, I think it's pretty amazing you even gave him the choice. And I think, for what it's worth, I think he's crazy if he doesn't pick you.
Please tell me you've seen a right leg. A cleanly severed right leg.
No.
How weird is this job?
Weird.
Brooke? Jana?
Thank God.
Dr. Karev?
I couldn't stop her. She wanted
to see
her.
She was on the train?
Yes.
Have you done an ultrasound? Cleared her C-spine. Is there any reason you can think of that this patient should be wandering around the hospital unattended?
She's not unattended. I came up with her. She's...
You can leave now. Dr. Kraft. Irresponsible even for an intern. What, you disagree?
She wanted to see her friend. I mean, what was he supposed to do, tackle her?
Dr. Stevens, why don't you get our new patient into a bed? Shall we?
Can you feel that, Miss Krasnoff?
You're a cute doctor. Cute doctors get to call me by my first name.
Bonnie? Okay, Bonnie. Can you feel that, Bonnie?
Can I feel what? Oh, well, I guess that's a no.
Excuse me, Dr. Shepard?
Yes.
I got the labs.
Oh, great, thank you. Hey, hold on, please.
Could you try to wiggle your toes, Mr. Maynard?
Are they moving?
Yes, they are.
Good. That's good, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
What about me? Am I moving?
Yes, they are.
Yay, me.
Dr. Shepard, is it?
Yes, it is.
Dr. Shepard, Bonnie and I, are we going to live through this?
Oh, that's just morose talk.
I'm sorry, dear. Doctor.
I'm going to do everything we can, Mr. Mann.
About time, Yang. I was starting to think my work here would be wasted.
So sorry. It wasn't easy to find. I took the liberty of checking the wound, and it's very clean cut, well preserved.
Dr. Weber?
Sir?
Notice anything else about that leg? Anything other than that very clean cut? Did you happen to notice, for example, that it was shaved recently and manicured?
Take a look at my patient, Dr. Yang. Does he look like a man who woke up and shaved one of his legs this morning?
No. I'll go find the right leg.
Thank you.
Where are we?
You were right. Vitals are erratic. Pulse is weak. Spine severed. I was hoping that it didn't hit, but from that angle, this can't miss the aorta.
What about him? Think he can live?
He's got better odds.
All right, let OR1 know we're coming.
And O'Malley, close off the gallery. We don't need an audience for this.
She's cracking jokes. How do you tell someone she's going to be dead in a few minutes when she's sitting up cracking jokes?
Excuse me. Is there any chance that we can get out of here sometime this year?
Well, the lab's backed up, and so is radiology, and I can't discharge your friend until I'm certain she doesn't have any internal injuries.
Hello?
You there when
we're still here. Because the doctor's freaking useless.
I realize you're dealing with a lot of carnage. I'm asking if you could maybe sift through some of that carnage and find it. Hello?
Christina, you face me?
If I don't find this leg, the chief is going to cut me from this program. And I cannot go back home, Burke. It is too sunny in Los Angeles. It's sunny every day.
And you paged me because?
I need you to help me find the leg. I checked the board. You're not in surgery, right? You're my boyfriend. I mean, I know I don't have much experience with this kind of thing, but aren't boyfriends supposed to help in situations like this?
Christina, when we're on duty, I can't be your boyfriend.
Okay, so when we're on duty, I can have sex with someone else?
Dr. Yang, I'm walking away now.
Fine. But when the chief cuts me, you might rethink this.
Addison yelled at you in front of a patient.
She didn't exactly yell. Fine, she's Satan's whore.
Thank you. So did you yell back?
No.
Dude, you lost your mojo.
Excuse you?
I was trying to talk boy.
Molly plugs a hole with his finger and everyone walks around like he's some kind of hero. I have one off day.
You chickened out.
I hesitated briefly.
Why didn't you kiss Izzy?
And now I'm leaving.
It's not in the work. I've looked in the ambulances, in the ER. How is one bloody hairy leg going to destroy my career?
Dr. Karev?
I hope you find your mojo, Alex. I find you disturbing without it.
Me too.
This is hard because your body is in a certain amount of shock. It's preventing you from feeling pain, from feeling the extent of your injuries.
Dr. Shepard, we have a metal pole cutting a path through our insides. I don't know about Tom here, but I didn't expect to walk out of here anytime soon, so whatever it is you have to say, just please say it.
Okay, Bonnie. In order to operate on Mr. Maynard, we have to separate you two. In order to do that, we have to move you backwards off the pole.
Can't just pull the pole out of both of us?
Well, if we did that, you would both start bleeding very quickly. Too quickly. Right now, the pole is plugging the wounds. Once removed, the organs will shift. And there is a great deal of damage.
So, if you move me, I'll die?
We're going to do everything we can to...
No. No. If anybody has to go, it should be me. You just move
out, Mr. Maynard. Mr. Maynard. Your injuries are less extensive. If we pull the pole from you as we operate around it, we have a better chance at repairing the damage.
It's not right. It's not fair.
Tom, it's not fair either way. Is my Danny? Is he here yet?
There are delays at the airport. The storm?
We could wait. But the longer we do, the higher the risk of infection for...
No. This is better. Danny, he wouldn't understand. I've had a couple of hours to, you know, process all of this, but if he had to see me, talk to me like this, I just think it'd be too hard.
Right there, in between the vertebral spaces. Don't be shy about pressure.
That's good. You are doing so good.
Somebody called for a notary?
I asked for a lawyer.
I couldn't get one at this time of night, but the hospital has pretty standard forms. It just says that in the case of death or permanent vegetative state, that your child will remain in the custody of, and then we'll put her name in.
Wait, what? What are we... Who's dying here?
There's some danger. With any surgery, there's danger. But with the trauma of Brooke's burns, there's an additional risk of shock. She just wants to be certain.
It's ridiculous. You're being ridiculous. You're going to be fine. Do you hear me?
I hear you. But we still have to sign the forms. Unless you want our son to end up with my mom.
How long have you been together?
Since third grade.
We're not lovers. We're best friends. We just wanted our kids to have two parents. So we got a sperm donor.
The same donor. So your babies are brother and sister?
Oh, how cool is that?
Wow.
Wet.
What?
Oh, I'm wet. God, I think my water just broke.
Good news. You got a broken rib. We're going to give you some painkillers. And after that, you should be good to go.
Thank you.
Yvonne, answer your phone. Yvonne?
Code Blue, I need some help over here.
Yvonne!
Which one of Epi holds CPR?
Her abdomen's distended. It's rock solid. She's lost too much blood. She's been bleeding for hours.
There's no blood. She's not bleeding.
She was bleeding internally.
She didn't say anything. She wasn't even a patient. I didn't know.
Dr. Karev, she's gone.
No! Yvonne!
Sorry. Time of death, 251.
Shannon, this is our OB resident, Dr. Hoffman. She's going to be taking care of you from here.
Uh-huh. You're doing great, Jana. Just keep breathing. I'm going to check your cervix now.
Brooke, we've booked an OR, but they're not going to hold it for long, so we need to go now.
Right now? Mm. Well, we're supposed to be together. We took classes.
I'm sorry, but we can't wait.
That's okay, Brookie. You go have your C-section and enjoy those drugs. This is already not fun for my vagina.
Dr. Stevens?
No.
If I have to go, she has to stay. Someone has to stay with Jana. Please.
Brooke, Dr. Stevens is a surgeon, but I'm going to find
it's
you
okay.
Some.
I'll stay.
Okay.
Brookie, stay alive, okay? You too.
Hey, Doc.
What?
Easy, killer. Jill said you guys were freaking out looking for this leg.
Thank you.
No problem. Right on.
Chief Weber, I'm extremely sorry.
I looked
everywhere, but I...
Cuffs.
Oh, you found the leg?
I found the leg.
You missed out on this one, Yang, but I'm sure they could use a hand down in the ER.
Greb and I can handle it from here.
Can I ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Do you believe in heaven?
I do.
It was
don't you?
I want to.
Bonnie, I just want to say.
Shh. I know.
Dr. Adams, our anesthesiologist, when you're ready, he's going to put you to sleep.
So it's not going to hurt?
It won't hurt a bit.
That's good. Dr. Shepherd?
Yes?
You're going to be the one to talk to my Danny, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. What would you like me to tell her?
Why do I feel like we're about to kill this girl?
Dr. Bailey, my labs are in.
So, but
can I scrub in?
Do it fast.
To the bar.
I heard.
Did you take some aspirin with the banana back? Helps with the hangover.
Staying with her.
Yeah, she's my wife.
Dr. Shepherd, she's crashing. What happened?
I just put them under.
Pole must have shifted.
No, I barely touched her. This isn't my fault.
Nobody's fault. We need to remove her now if we're going to have any chance.
How do we do this?
Team 1 continue to stabilize his body. Team 2 move her back and let's get the saw in there. This has to be fast and smooth, people. O'Malley, you hold the pole in place. Whatever you do, don't pull on it. Don't let it move.
Okay.
On the count of three. One, two,
three.
That's great. Oh. Take another breath. One, two.
He's wedged up under her ribs. We're going to have to pull him out.
On three. One, two.
Watch your hands.
He's stable for now.
Track.
Let's start with her and see what we can do.
We'll need some more blood.
Scalpel.
Hold on to the blood.
Gray, get in here and help retract.
That's retract.
Okay, got it.
Retract. Quickly, please. Please, punch.
OB section here.
I'm in.
That's fine, isn't it? Hand me the car ring.
Our aorta shredded. She's got to bleed out.
You have no rhythm.
Doctors, he's losing pressure.
He's bleeding. Let's go.
Transitioning.
Change out the
side.
Everybody change clubs.
What about her? We can't just abandon her.
Come on,
I'm going
in.
We can't just abandon her.
I'm going in. Stem the stern. Scalpel.
Sternal saw.
Give me the sternal saw.
Carter.
Let's go, Dr. Gray.
Meredith.
Dr. Gray.
Meredith.
What about her? We cannot just abandon her. We have an obligation. Meredith. Come on. There was too much damage. There was never anything we could do. We have to let her go. Time of death, 3:49.
So, have you made a decision yet, Dr. Stevens?
I'm sorry?
Whether or not you're going to hate me. You're Meredith's friend and the Wicked Witch who came in and ruined your life and cheated on Dr. Wait, what is it?
What do you guys call him? McDreamy.
Right. God. Doesn't that embarrass him?
Yeah, I think it does.
Yeah, well, by all rights, you should hate me.
I guess.
Except that I'm going to be staying in town for a while.
You are?
Yes.
And
you show a real gift with my specialty. And I have a lot to teach, if you want to learn. So, when you decide how important it is for you to hate me, let me know.
Injuries prevented her from. No, she wasn't in any pain.
Good.
That's. She asked me to tell you that she wanted you to know that if love were enough. That if love were enough, that she'd still be here with you.
As surgeons, there are so many things we have to know.
Well, I'm work, Dr. Perret.
Thank you, sir.
We have to know we have what it takes.
It loved like May and June.
to know how to take care of our patients.
Tom is doing just fine.
The day has been okay. The preacher lost his son.
And how to take care of each other. Eventually, we even have to figure out how to take care of ourselves. As surgeons, we have to be in the know. But as human beings, sometimes it's better to stay in the dark. Because in the dark, there may be fear.
No one's gone in vain.
But there's also hope.
Life has been insane.
Better get cleaned up. Rounds in 5 minutes.
Today has been